Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I'm worried about Donald Trump. He just got hit with a $355 million bill after losing a civil court case. That setback, plus all the other trials and lawsuits he faces, are wrecking the poor guy's finances. And, I fear, his mental health. In the past week, he's forgotten who he ran against in 2016, claimed credit for a law passed before he was president, got an election date wrong. His rambling is getting ramblier. That's not the Trump I knew. You see, we were college classmates, sought our fortunes in New York around the same time, even had mutual friends. Okay, I've never actually met the guy, but we're part of the same generation. Like our peers, we've also taken on a lot of mortgages over the years, and I know how stressful that can be. Which is why I started a GoFundMe campaign to cover Donald Trump's debts. First, I went to the crowdsourcing platform's website. Then I discovered a lady in Florida beat me to it. Her campaign had already raised $500,000 for him. So I shifted my focus, filled in the GoFundMe forms, and presto, my campaign was live. I called it Help Trump, Save America. Instead of paying his fines, the money I collected would fund his mental health care. Or, as my site put it, quote, help him get the help he needs. Within minutes, money started trickling in. The next day, though, I got a message from GoFundMe's legal staff. My site had been removed for a rules violation. All $19 in donations were refunded. No details given. I wrote back for an explanation, told them GoFundMe by then had 24 Trump-themed sites, all still in business. The lawyers responded that I had not specified how I would improve Trump's mental health. It was then I realized that task is impossible. The guy had been refusing help all his life, which is how he'd gotten into this fix. Why would he listen to me? Still, creating a GoFundMe campaign had been satisfying. Maybe I couldn't save Donald Trump, but a lot of people out there do need mental health care, thanks partly to him. So I'll keep trying. Who knows? Maybe, between us, he and I can make the world a saner place. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.